So my friend Kelly sent me a text the other day that I think was really funny and you would probably relate to. It was about how we plan to conquer the summer together while both of our boys' preschools and Mother's Day out options, well, they're no longer options for the summertime. Listen, I am all about creating fun summertime memories, but the morning coffee date with friends, the opportunity to clean up the house while the boys were in school, and getting some work deadlines met are now a little bit more challenging. But I have found us all a solution. There is an incredible app called Wendy that connects families and college student nannies. They are background checked, interviewed, and the sweetest. Not only are you able to meet your childcare needs, but you could also help those college students that are looking for summer jobs. There's options for part-time help and full-time help. Whatever your childcare needs are, Wendy has a match for all of them this summer. All you have to do is go to wendy.com/realtalk to start a search for a nanny. And as a special offer, they are going to knock $50 off your search if you go through that link. Wendy provides top-notch service, but at a fraction of the cost of traditional nanny agencies, and there's no ongoing fees. So here's how it works. Go to wendy.com/realtalk to start your search. A Wendy concierge will find great matches for your job and set up interviews for you. Then you choose the one you like. Get started now, though, because there are a lot of parents out there looking for nannies for the summertime, just like you and I. Go to wyndy.com/realtalk right now to start your search.
You're listening to Behind the Bliss, a weekly podcast where Rachel Autry brings conversations to you from women that share what's behind their highlight reel. Each episode is designed for you to see a message from the mess and encourage you to find balance in the bliss. We know that what you're facing is important for shaping who God has created you to be. Some may say it's a process that often happens behind the bliss. Here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. We are so excited to have you. Today, we are talking all things summer favorites. And numbers say that these kind of episodes are the people that listen's favorite episodes ever. And they're kind of mine, too, because I get a chance to be able to chat about like what I'm loving, where I'm getting things, whether it's like product playlists, devotionals, like all the things, resources to help you have the best summer ever. And of course, I had Emily, one of my real life friends, but then also she's on Team Podcast at the moment. She's amazing, all the things. And let me just say, like, Emily, you find the coolest things. Like, you are my systems queen. You also, like, I don't know. You're like, hey, have you ever heard of this? Have you ever read this book? Do you follow these people? And I'm like, no, but they're always fabulous. So I feel like this is perfect episode for you to come hang out with me on.
Yay. Okay, I love favorites. I think I tell this every favorites episode you allow me to join you on. I'm like, whenever you were hiring me, I remember you put in like the questionnaire, what is one of your favorite episodes recently or something? And I was like, you have to do a favorites episode every season. Yeah. I was so adamant about that. And I think we have. I think we have, like, whether you're by yourself or with me or with another friend.
Yeah.
And since like fall 2021.
This is how I found like how I find some of my favorite things is we always, well, we try, if we have time, to ask the guests at the end of every show, like, what are you loving these days that you have to tell the people about? And some of the recommendations and the things people have said, like, I use in my daily life now. So I'm like, if we can give the people some more of those, just like with a fun summer episode you can listen to on your walk, if you're at the beach or whatever.
Yes.
We're recording this right now, obviously, but when it comes out, we will both be on the beach, on a different beach, but we will be on the
beach. Not together.
Nonetheless, yes. And I'm like, oh, praise God. So anywho, excited, shout all the things. I will say, I want to plug this before we hop in. If you have yet to listen to the summer bucket list episode, I highly recommend going back and listening to that. Not that it's a prerequisite for today, but it's another great summer resource if you feel like you want to make the best of the summer. We've got ideas for you, yourself, littles, easy things, more challenging things, free things, things that cost money, and everything in between. Like, it's a really fun list to make sure that you...
It's a good episode. And even if you don't listen to the episode, in the show notes for the episode has the list of all of the things.
Yes.
So you could print it out. You can put it in the notes of your phone with little check boxes, however you want to do it.
Yep.
But today is like, picture this, you're a teenager. It's 17 magazine.
Yes.
You're like opening it up. It has everyone's favorite things and you're reading it, except for you're listening to it. It's like 9 a.m. here. We have I have coffee. I don't know if you have coffee.
I should have coffee. Do you see my eyes right now? They're so puffy.
Yeah. But yeah, we're just chatting through our favorites. Okay, so let's get into it. Ready?
Let's do it. Yes. Okay.
You go first.
So we said beach, and this is kind of like frivolous, like not even really I guess it is a summer favorite that I'm really loving. If I ever need a good beach read, go to, and I'm like, why don't you check out a book from the library? You know where I love finding good recommendations for that?
Where?
Reese Witherspoon's book list. She has some incredible finds. So if you are someone...
What can't Reese Witherspoon do?
I know. I'm like, she does it all.
She does it all.
She does it all. But apparently in all the crazy stuff she's got going on, she's got time to read like a good amount of books, which like confuses the heck out of me.
Is it like a book a month that she recommends, or is it like a list that comes out a year? Do you know?
No, like Cosmo posted a list of
listening.
Cosmo posted a list, and it's like all the Reese Witherspoon recommendations. Actually, if you go to bookstores, there's like a table set up at Barnes & Noble. It's like Reese Witherspoon's picks, and it has like a sticker on the front of the cover. It's like Reese Witherspoon approved or something like that. But everyone that I've read from her have been amazing. And she gives a little synopsis so you can see what you're reading. I just checked out from the library The Last Thing He Told Me. Forgot who wrote it.
Okay, I've heard of this
book. Yes. So anyways, I don't know. I feel weird saying it because last time I read a book that someone recommended me, it was like uber super spicy and I had to stop reading it.
made you uncomfy.
Yes. And I posted about it and everyone was like, dang, Rachel, why are you reading that book? And then halfway through, I was like, oh, snap. So anyways,
well,
I'm not recommending the book specifically, but Reese has an incredible list. If you are a book girl, summertime is the great time to catch a book, sit on the back porch, on the beach, wherever. So there you go.
I have a question. Do you think that listening to a book is the same thing as reading a book? Like people say, like, I'm listening to an audiobook, but they count it as reading.
Yes, like, and no, because I still think you have to comprehend and your mind still has to use imagination to set the scene and characters.
But your eyeballs aren't
reading it. Right. So I don't know. Good question. I like to dabble. Like I like to listen to an audiobook if I'm reading or we have a long drive. But if I can sit down with the book, I will. Like I prefer to sit down.
I'm like, if the author's narrating it, I'll listen to it. If it's just like a reader,
I don't want to say it. Also depends on who's reading it. Because sometimes, don't quit your day job.
Rough. Yeah. It brings me back to like elementary school when your teacher would like put the CD in
the tape
and like play
audio on tape.
You had to follow along. Okay.
What's yours?
Book list.
One of yours.
Okay, so my first thing is these shorts from Amazon from this brand. They're called Blooming Jelly, but they're like athletic shorts, but they're so great. They're like full coverage. They're like loose enough around the legs. You can buy your true size. You're not like, what size shorts of these do I buy?
Yes.
They're so amazing. And they come in so many different colors. There's a pocket that your phone fits in. It's Amazon Prime 2-day shipping.
It checks all the boxes.
They're so good. I've had them since last summer and they're the first thing I'm like rummaging through my laundry to like find these shorts. And I'm like, I should just buy another pair of them.
Retire the rest. Yes.
Yeah. Well, my second favorite is these Old Navy shorts. They're like the Old Navy butterfly hem, I don't know, 3-inch, whatever, athletic shorts, but the Amazon ones are my favorite.
Okay.
So I will link those. Not as exciting as your book club.
No, tell me. This is a random question, but this matters. It really matters. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'm listening.
What is the waistband like?
Okay. It's thick. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. It's thick.
It matters.
That's the thing.
You know.
That's the thing. Okay. If you are, so I'm like bigger in the legs. Like I have like athletic thighs. And so I can't wear just like regular Lululemon shorts, or like I can't just like grab any pair of shorts and wear them. So it's really hard for me to find shorts that I actually love. And the waistband on these is thick and it like holds you in. So, and I still have like that postpartum tummy going on. So I appreciate it.
Yeah. We appreciate the forgiveness and good shorts. You're not compromising comfort, style, all the things. Okay. Good to know. Okay, adding that to cart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. On the Amazon trend, I have three different Amazon things I'm going to say. Bing, bang, boom. Okay.
Do it.
Number one, the Amazon Sunnies. I've raved about these on Instagram. They are so fabulous, so fun, and they're literally like $12 or $14, depends on the day. And they come in so many different colors. They're like the chunky frame and they're just cute.
It's like a movie star.
Everyone, like, it's so crazy. Every time I wear it, people are like, those are fabulous. Did you get those from Anthropology? I'm like, no, I did not.
You wore them? Okay, you wore them to Dolly World. And whenever you posted on Instagram, I messaged you. And I was like, I was going to say, if the sunglasses didn't come with you, you missed your opportunity.
We had such a blast. But yeah, the sunglasses, so fun. I had an orange pair. And I lost them. I don't know where they are. They'll turn up. But in the meantime, I did go back and buy another pair of them, but just in cream, so that if my orange ones ever turn up, I have two. But they have a blue pair that I think is really cute. Anyways, yeah, can't go wrong. Super great. And they work
just
on every face size.
Buy your sunglasses from Amazon. Yep. Buy your sunglasses from Amazon, everybody. They're just as nice as your fancy pairs.
I was about to say, like, name brand sunglasses, they're out. Like, no one cares anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. The second thing about Amazon, a set that I got on Amazon, so cute, so comfortable. It is like, I don't know. I don't see how it would not work on any body type. It is like a linen matching set, shorts and tank. I have it in blue, just bought it in black. They have lots of different colors. It's like a boxed neckline, so it's just really flattering, and it's super loose, like none of it's fitting. So you can think of this being like you got a little toasty, like a little burnt that day. You take a shower, you come home, you put on this linen set, so comfy. And it's cool.
Open your windows, open the your like windows. Wind's coming through.
Yes, it's our coastal grandmother vibes. But like, also, I mean, I am all about comfortable, but I don't want to compromise cute. Like, I also want to be able to like walk to my mailbox and not feel like I'm in an oversized t-shirt and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know. We don't get out of the house much these days. So if I can find a cute house outfit that's also very comfortable, I win. And this is that.
That reminds me of like the nap dress, like everyone dressing up for like to be around their house. Yeah.
We are so in good. That stage again. And then the third Amazon find is a swimsuit. It is like surfer girl. It gives surfer girl energy.
Does it like zip?
It zips. It has short sleeves. It zips. And I ordered it because I was like, this is fun. I have nothing like it. And it wasn't really expensive. I think it was like $30 or something. And it's one piece. And I got it in and I tried it on. And Thomas was like, that is so cute. And I was like, okay. So it is cute. Because like sometimes, you know, I don't know. I'm just going to say it. Okay, here we go.
Say it.
Like, Thomas loves two pieces. He's always like, why are you wearing one piece? And I'm like, because I'm comfortable in it. Anyway, so whenever I tried this one on, it like zips all the way up to the neck and has short sleeves. I was like, surely this is not going to get Thomas' stamp of approval. And he was like, this is cute. I was like, oh, yay. Anyways, it's really cute, really flattering. And I feel like it would be that good bathing suit to wear if you did get a little burnt and you still wanted to go out there, but didn't
like
want to
have rash guards.
Yeah, I was going to say, but you didn't want to wear a full on rash guard or like fishing shirt. There you
cute.
Go.
Okay.
So all right. It's That's really fun. Cute. I'll link it and people are going to be like, oh dang, that is really precious. That's cute.
Yeah, that's cute. Okay. I also have swimsuits on my list and mine are from, so I was a swimmer. I also played water polo. Did you know that?
I did not know that, Emily.
Yeah,
you
I played water
so
polo.
Cool.
So I played water polo in high school. I lived in California. That was like the thing to do. But anyways, so in water polo, your swimsuit zip up the back. But I swam and I'm used to like athletic swimwear. I was always a lifeguard, whatever. So all of these bathing suits, like since I've become an adult and I don't swim anymore or anything, I still like to have an athletic fitting bathing suit so I can run around with my kid at the beach or I don't feel like anything's falling out anywhere. I feel covered up, but cute. Anyways, enter Coral Reef Swim. I'm sure you've heard of Coral Reef, but there's two brands that I like, Coral Reef and Courtney Jean, but I really like Coral Reef more because there's a specific top called the Traveler Top and it's like ribbed. There's a cute little knot at the like right under your bust area and it's like a sports bra almost, but you can wear high-waisted bottoms with it. You can wear regular bottoms with it. And it's just, their swim is just good. And it almost looks like a crop top. So you can wear it with just like jean shorts over it and then go out to like a restaurant after you go to the beach or the pool or whatever, or just wear that to the pool and not wear a cover up. But anyway, Coral Reef Swim, big fan. I just put in an order. I'm hoping it makes it before we go to the beach next week. But yeah, it's good stuff. I've ordered it 2 years in a row, so that's how you know it's good.
Yeah, I am targeted by Courtney Jean advertisements on social media.
Yeah,
I feel like
their
stuff
is so cute. I will say I do like the Coral Reef fit better of the tops.
Okay.
to the Courtney Jean. I do like the Courtney Jean bottoms, but
fun.
Regardless, I just like a swimsuit where I feel like I can go run around and do whatever I want in it, and it's not gonna like come apart anywhere or like reveal anything.
Yes, heard that. They're like, I'm just appreciating this stage of my life, like a good made swimsuit. I used to be able to get them from like Old Navy or Aerie or whatever, and like it doesn't work anymore. Like they just they're really thin. I know this is about our faves and not our dislikes, but I just had to plug that. Like when we're talking about our favorites, it's because we've probably tried a lot. You can trust us.
I would rather spend a little bit more money on a nicer swimsuit than a bathing suit that was like $10 and I'm going to throw away at the end of the season.
Yeah.
But that's good. And I think those seasons ebb and flow in your life for sure.
That's right. But right now we need swimsuits that are like, and like feel good.
Honestly, as a mom, as a woman, if your swimsuit does not make you feel good, go find a new swimsuit because there are so many cute brands out there now.
Yes. It's a true story.
Okay.
Where do you want to go next? I have another one. If you just want me to spit it out. This one is more of like the boys. I was actually talking with somebody yesterday and they were talking about how they are having a hard time finding cute boy play clothes without it having like dump trucks or monsters or dinos on it. I was like, yes, heard that. And H&M, like I'm a sucker for some cute H&M boy clothes. They have these pair of white tennis shoes, though, on my summer favorites list because they're so versatile. I posted on my Instagram story, and they are Velcro, like white just tennis shoe for a little boy. We have them in, like, all the sizes, and they're $19. So, like, they're going to get messed up because they're white, but, like, go order several pair. They're comfortable, I'm sure. Maddox hasn't complained. But then also, I love them because, like I said, they're versatile. You can wear them with play clothes. You can wear them out to the park. But you can also put them on, like, with a cute bubble for church or pictures. Mm-hmm. And you're not compromising a cute look. So anyways, a good summer shoe for your boy. There you go.
Okay, I love that. I, too, love H&M clothes for Hayes. So cute.
Yeah.
And also they do like 20% off pretty regularly.
Yes.
So if you can snag, I actually got him a bunch of like little athletic shirts and like athletic, like basketball shorts for the summer.
Cause
that's what my husband Teddy wears. And so I was like, oh my gosh, they're like matching, but it's so hot here that I was like, oh, these shirts will probably feel good.
Yeah.
But yeah, H&M's good. Also Zara has really good boy clothes. Like there's some of our Zara stuff that I bought whenever he wasn't even a year old yet. Cause it's a little oversized that he can still wear some of it at 2 years old.
Do you have a Zara in store in Houston or like one that you could go to?
We do. We have one. It's far away. I live on the outskirts of Houston. It's about 30 minutes away from us. But if I'm going to a mall, like I will pop in Zara. I never shop at Zara for myself, but I go straight back to the kids' clothes
because
they have some cute stuff and it lasts forever. Such great quality for kids' clothes.
I love that. We get their sweatsuits that you can get monogrammed for $8 or whatever.
Yeah. Cute.
We do that for Maddox. Yeah. We do not have a Zara in store though. So I'll just buy it online. I know. It's okay. Okay. I have another one that's really good. So speaking of health and all the things, right? We'll go in that direction. I have become super aware of like what I put on my body. And so finding good products that I love and that I trust and that actually work. There's the main key. are really cool and important. I have found a deodorant that works, guys, and it's clean-ish. I don't know about fully clean, but it's clean-ish. It doesn't have aluminum in it, which is like one of those main ingredients in deodorant that's sketchy. And it's not technically an antiperspirant because it's healthy to sweat, but it is so good, so yum, and it smells amazing, and it works really well. So like we did Dollywood all day, and we got to the end of the day, and Thomas was like, you smell good. And I was like, oh, I do. Okay. So this stuff really does work. It's by Method Body. It is the coconut, rice milk, and shea butter. It's the purple one. And it is like, it smells amazing and it goes on really well and it stays on really well.
Okay.
And it, yeah, I highly recommend it, especially like if you're trying to find a clean-ish postpartum, like hormonal sweat kind of deodorant, this is for you.
Okay, I need to try that out because I just went straight back to Secret. I used to use like Native or like the Law Vanilla natural deodorants, but Yeah. I had to switch whenever I started having babies because of the sweats.
And like a lot of people will get like rashes under their arms from aluminum free deodorants. Uh-huh. And I have, whenever I posted this deodorant on Instagram, I had so many messages from people being like, yes, I can attest. I switched because I got a weird rash with my other one and this one cleared it up and it still works.
Where do you get it?
So I got mine, I'm pretty sure, from Target. Okay. There's also, I think they also are carried at like Walgreens. But Walgreens, Target, like drugstore, Google it. I'm pretty sure it's on Amazon too. What the heck?
Probably Amazon. Honestly, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know.
Honestly, right. Probably.
Okay, I have two like makeup products that have been getting me through summer. One is, I don't know if you've heard of Merit, like beauty. Have you heard of them?
We love Merit, yes.
Okay, so I love their complexion stick, which is like their foundation. And you literally just like, it's like a stick and you swipe it on your face.
It's like a crayon, yeah.
Yeah, literally is like a crayon. And you blend it in. And I put it on like right after I put my moisturizer on because I feel like it blends in better that way. And it has great coverage. And it's not like meant to be like a full coverage foundation stay all day, but it's perfect for the summer. You're going to be sweating a little bit. And then to go with that, I love the Dibs Beauty like complexion stick that has a blush on one side and a liquid, or not liquid, a cream bronzer on the other. And all you do is you do a little dot of your blush, a little dot of your bronzer, and you know, mix it all in on your face, and it's
go
so easy. It's so easy. And yes, you look just a little more awakened. You look whatever, a little more alive. And it's great, and I love those two. They're so easy, and when I travel or whatever, like I'm just bringing those two things and then maybe a concealer. Yeah. But it's great, so low maintenance.
Love that,
like my speed in the summertime.
Yes, I am trying the glow screen.
Oh,
it's from Supergoop. Yeah, sunscreen / overall glow.
Yeah,
and I love that too. It's like a quick little like throw it on, get a glow situation for summertime. So if we're talking products, I forgot to add that one. It's not technically on my list, but we will add it.
I've used that too, and I really did love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Something that I learned from you on Instagram is about the laundry basket that hangs over the door.
Oh yes,
it is amazing, and has saved my
Tush this summer.
It's
working for y'all.
Yes, okay. The system works. So this is why at the very beginning of the show I said Emily's systems queen, is because if Emily sees a problem, she finds a solution. One of them recently, I feel like for you and me too, is like laundry everywhere. You got pajamas. You're taking the pajamas off after the diaper change in the morning. Before you change them into the outfit, you're throwing the pajamas on the floor. Then you go outside, you know, Maddox finds a puddle, whatever, take the clothes off, throw the laundry on the floor. You know, lunchtime gets a little messy. We're going to change a shirt before nap time. Throw it
There's
on the
like
floor.
There's like a trail of like, little clothes and like
yes, everywhere
throughout your house. Yes. And by nap yes. time, you're like, what happened?
What happened in here? Exactly. And like, I want to be able to like clean them all up, and I wish it was easier, but all of our bedrooms are upstairs, which is where all of our laundry baskets are. So anyways, Emily, enter in the laundry basket system. There is an over-the-door laundry basket that literally hangs like over your door, and we have put it on the back side of our laundry room door downstairs. And so anytime we have this little trail, we just pick it up real quick, put it in this little laundry basket system. You'll have to look it up. We'll put it in the show notes, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
And then whenever you're ready to do laundry, it has a zipper in the bottom. You just unzip it. It drops into your laundry basket, and then you head on your way to do laundry as usual. It's brilliant.
It's like
it has rocked my world.
It's so satisfying to unzip the zipper and have all your laundry just like shoot out the bottom yes. of it. Ours is on the back yes. of our pantry door. And
yeah, that's good. Yes. Any like downstairs door yes. that you want to hide it. Yes.
We have
but
a
it's one, easy
girl,
access.
We have a one story house. Like I could walk this stuff to the laundry room, but I'm like, I'm not going to walk it to the laundry room. Mm-mm. Like I'm going to throw it
yeah.
in the back of our pantry door, and it saved us. And I just feel a little more put together knowing that there's not like pajamas out of cereal milk and like kitchen towels that I've just wiped the counter with. It's incredible. So we'll link it. It's amazing. It's like $10. It'll save your life.
Yep.
Okay.
It'll save your life. Like literally not dramatic.
Literally you just did really well. Okay. And then I'm trying to think if I have anything else. Oh, shows, TV shows. Okay.
Okay. Go for
you
it.
You guys have Apple TV or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, girl, we got all the things. We share all the things with all of our friends from military training.
Well, Netflix recently cut us off, so.
I know, us too. But Apple TV is our contribution to our friend group.
Okay, yeah. So, like, we won't give in. We're like, Netflix is gone forever. We're not going to pay for it. Even though it's, like, $6. Like, we're not doing it.
You lost us, yeah. Netflix.
We're gone.
You lost
we're gone. Us. But Apple TV Plus. Okay, so we have found some amazing shows on there. And the most recent one is called Silo. Have y'all heard of this?
No way.
Okay.
So tell me.
I think I saw the main actress, the actress's like actor in the show. Her name is Juliette Nichols. Mm-hmm. I saw her on the Today Show with Hoda one morning, and it was her first like main role. And so the show is about living in a silo, like underground. And it's just incredible. If you like Hunger Games-y kind of stuff, the acting is phenomenal. Wow. Everything is just so well done. And you're on the edge of your seat at the end of each episode, like what is happening next. So we binge watched it. And then we realized that the season was still going. And we were honestly mad because we were like, how? Like, we had to wait a whole nother week because Apple TV does this where they make you watch an episode a week so you keep your subscription. Anyways, mm-hmm. But yeah, so we love Silo. It's so good. And it's just like, I can't say anything because you're going to give it away, but it is intense and
okay.
I love it. Yeah. I don't like scary things. It's not scary. It's just intense and it's so great. And there's so many little like clues between episodes where you're like, wow, amazing.
How
do people think of these things? And then
yeah.
The other show that we like that is Severance. Have y'all watched Severance?
Ugh. So good. When is the new season coming out?
Speaking okay.
of needing new seasons.
I know this. This is like Emily fun fact. There's the writer's strike from, have you heard about this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's like a TV mm-hmm. writer's strike happening. I don't know if it's over or not yet, but that was something that someone reported on was that Severance filming was paused, which is so sad. So it's going to be
sad for us.
Yes. Because yeah. Severance is that final, it's a slow show. Okay, so you can get a little lost in the sauce along the way, but everything towards the end starts like going full speed ahead.
Yes, and fast.
That
yes.
last episode where like everything's happening and people are running. Y'all have to watch this. We're just leaving you on the edge of your seats. But it's
so good.
So good.
Someone says something that throws somebody else into a loop and
yeah.
It kind of spills some secrets on accident.
Oh,
and
it's good.
It is so good.
Started, like, I think they have a 3-month free trial. So honestly,
really?
Summers are great.
For summertime.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's so great. Just like, it's so hot outside. Binge a little Apple TV Plus. I recommend Ted Lasso, Severance, and Silo.
Not a movie, but a beautiful, or sorry, not a show, but a beautiful movie. A Man Called Otto.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
Oh.
It's good.
It's so beautiful. It is on Netflix now. So if you got kicked off Netflix, you have to find someone else to help you watch it. Maybe movie night with your friends who has Netflix.
That's good.
But it is so beautiful. It's kind of dark. Just like the reason why his character is who his character is for a dark reason. And so, but if you can push through that, it is beautiful.
Okay.
You will cry at the end. It is a good feel good movie. Tom Hanks, just the best.
Tom Hanks.
We love Tom.
What can't Tom Hanks do? Wasn't he one of the first people to get COVID? And everyone
yes,
was like,
from like Australia.
Oh my gosh, you better live.
From COVID to America. Yeah. Yeah. Anything from Castaway to Sully to A Man Called Otto. He is so good. This is so random, but you know what makes me really happy? And summertime is like the perfect time for it. Flowers. And that sounds like super cliche, but I love flowers in my house, like out of my house on my front porch or whatever. I have a thing of zinnias that I bought from I'm pretty sure Home Depot for like $15, and they grow really quickly. Awesome. So it's like a zinnia bush on my front porch, basically.
I love it.
And everyone that comes to my house is like, these are so beautiful. I'm like, thank you. And you can clip them and bring them in.
Yes,
so fun. Hey. So like, if you need a little happy pick-me-up, go get you some zinnias from your home improvement store.
Yes.
Today.
I'm so sad. I usually have a garden every year and I do like wildflowers in there, and I usually have zinnias, but it's like a variety that's like giant and
wow.
they're so pretty. But since I had babies during the spring,
this is
year,
not your not, gardening
not
season.
It's not my gardening season. It's full of weeds, guys. It's rough.
Yeah.
And I'm, so
I'm like, you need to keep the girls alive. Don't worry about the plants.
Forget the plants.
But I will say that I also love a good tulip bouquet. Mm. And I was spending like $15 a week on tulips. And Thomas was like, okay, like, why is our grocery bill so high? I'm like, well, it's the tulips. So I found some fake tulips on Amazon that look legit. They look real. It's like $12 for 20 stems. What a steal. Okay. And they look legit. And they stay. They're like, look, you know, fresh and normal. So, okay. I'm going to say this because it's on my mind right now, but we have been loving having just like some soothing music playing on our speakers in our home, like during nap time, if I'm doing things or whatever, that is like fun, but also soothing, like a good restful, because summertime can sometimes be just like hectic, busy, one thing to the next kind of thing. So anytime I can find a way to enter peace into my daily rhythms, like I'm about it. And so there are two, maybe even three people that come to mind when I think of like uplifting, even like worship music that doesn't sound like worship music, that is so restful feeling and sounding. Josh Garrels, he has a new song / album out, I'm pretty sure.
He's so good.
John Mark Pantana, he's awesome too. And then Chris Renzema. We love Chris Renzema. But those three people are great if you wanted to add them all to like a playlist or something to have just playing in your home this summer. And then another fun faith resource that I'd love to talk about because I'm loving it. We're going through a devotional / Bible study by Jen Wilkin at our church. It's called Abide, and it goes through 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and it is so good. Like, if you're wanting to dive into your Bible this summer and, like, come out on the other side knowing more and, like, feeling more equipped with truth because, like, you have the theology knowledge, this is an incredible Bible study. It'll rock your world. It'll bring you to know things you never knew before, expose you to truth that you're like, oh, snap. And I just feel like one of my goals this summer is just feel like I know my Bible better. I mean, it should be a running goal, right? But like, I want, now that I have a little bit more margin with summertime and help and whatever, I'm like, I really want to do a study that I feel like doesn't make me feel better, but makes me feel like I'm learning a lot. And this is one of those.
Well, and 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John are such short books. So it's like, feels doable.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's easy peasy.
That's good. That's my other one.
Do you have any more you want to add?
No, I was going to say on the study trail, I really love, if you just need something quick and you're wanting to do a Bible study, is New Morning Mercies by Paul David Tripp. So good. Yes. If you don't have this book, I think that everybody should have this book. It's broken out by literally January 1st to December 31st. There's no order or rhyme or reason, but there's like a little like truth bomb at the top, and then it goes into like scripture in the background, and then it gives you just a little reading for the day. So if you're one of those people that are like, I don't have time for a whole Bible study, or I lose attention or whatever, New Morning Mercies is so good and just like applicable instantly. And I love that book.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a coffee table book.
It is a coffee table book.
It's one of those you just like need available. Yeah. Yes. And it's also really fun because you can see, like, I don't know, if there's a specific date on the calendar that's important to you, you can always like flip to that date and see what it says. Oh, and it's sweet. Just really fun to know. So
that's sweet.
Like Maddox's birthday and Oliver's birthday, they're just very,
that's really deep.
Perfect.
What I was going to say is that the actual book is really pretty if you take off the book jacket. It's just like sitting.
The white, that's how we keep it, because the book jackets all in our house always get ripped.
Yeah. So just take off the book jacket and have it sitting out, and it's really, really pretty. Okay, that's all I have.
So good.
That's all I have.
Me too. This is a good little summer roundup. Hey, if you guys are listening and you're like, no, you have to know about, or you have to talk about, or whatever, like, make sure to message us either on Instagram at rachel.autry or email us. You can do that, emily@rachelautry.com or rachel@rachelautry.com. We want to know, like, what are you loving this summer that you have to share with the people? We might even, like, do a little running list on the show notes, or we can always mention it in a further episode later on. But we love hearing what you guys love. We find some of our favorites from that too. So make sure that you contribute.
Yes.
Okay. All the ideas that you might have.
All right.
Any other housekeeping you want the people to know?
Nope. Stay tuned for July 19th, where everything is changing. We're so excited for that. Come to the launch party if you're within driving distance of Birmingham, or buy a plane ticket. Or
Emily and I just bought a plane ticket for her last
or tune in. I'm going to be there. Tune in to Instagram stories, all the things. We're going to be revealing so many good things in the next couple weeks, and we want y'all to be a part of it. So if you want to be able to help help with the launch in any way, shape, or form, you can leave a 5-star review. That helps us climb our way up through the ratings a little bit before this new show completely launches out into the world. And it means the world. Yeah. I screenshot every review and I send it to Rachel, and it's just like a little encouragement to keep going. Oh, so we love you guys.
It's always so kind. Yes.
Yeah. You guys are our people, and we're so glad that you stayed to the end of another episode
and spent some time with us today. Hope you'll have a great summer. You use one or all of our recommendations, that zip-up swimsuit, that deodorant, the laundry hamper, all the things, whatever it is. We hope that you find a little bit more practical and help and joy in your life today with these things. You'll have a great rest of your week.
Bye.
This episode of Behind the Bliss podcast has ended, but be sure to subscribe for more episodes so you don't miss episodes full of encouragement. And don't forget to rate and review so that we can continue to bring you the best content. See you in the next episode.